is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Hi, I'm Bishop Briggs. Thank you guys so much for listening to CFRC.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that.
Jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Hey there. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a few seconds after 2 o'clock, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio station, CFRC.ca. And it's time for an abbreviated version of Swing, Swang, Swung. The pregame show for the football game comes on at 2:45, so I'm going to play some jazz right up until then. You got a quick request, give me a call, 533-CFRC. Let me know what you want to listen to. And I'm going to start with, this is from an album called Evergreen from Julius Rodriguez, and this track is called Run to It, kicking off Swing, Swang, Swung.
Thank you. Like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
That's music from the great Mary Lou Williams. It's 30 minutes after 2 o'clock. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, Kingston's campus and community radio station. And this is an abbreviated version of Swing, Swang, Swung. Mary Lou Williams there from 1974 from an album called Zoning. And we listened to the track Play It Mama. Also in there, brand new music from Kingston's Oscar Evans. His new disc is called Live at Hotel Wolf Island. And we featured the opening track, the Monk cover, I Mean You, from Oscar's new record. Also in there from a record that came out back in 2013 from Abdullah Ibrahim. We listened to Jabula. And Jonathan Archangel in there with a kind of interesting take on Girl from Ipanema, GFI, he calls it. And Lafayette Harris Jr. with the Juicy Blues. And we started the show off with Run to It from Julius Rodriguez. Now almost 32 minutes after two. Reminder, at 2:45, the pregame show for today's football game between Queens and Western will begin. So I will I'll say goodbye right now. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll get together and play some music soon. It's going to be a little sporadic over the next few weeks between football and my busy social calendar, but we'll get together soon. Want to go into this last little set with music from 2001. This is a record called Up for the Count, and we're going to play that title track. It's from Bruce Nilsson. And he's accompanied here by a couple of former Kingstonians, Mike Allen on saxophone, Steve Holy on the bass, George McFetridge is on piano. Nilsson leads the whole project from on the drum kit. This is one of Nilsson's compositions. It's called Up for the Count. Thank you.
by looking at the tree. And you can't judge a honey by looking at the bee. And you can't judge a sister by looking at the brother. And you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. You gotta read. That's what you need. Gotta read. That's what you need. Well, you can't judge a fish by looking at the pond. And you can't judge a redhead looking at the blonde. And you can't judge a one looking at the other. And you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see? I think you misjudge me. I might like her, but nothing but trouble, down for double. You better watch out, breaking the bubbles. You can't judge the book by looking at the cover. You gotta read.
That's Bob Rockwell on the saxophone. That was beautiful, man. That took me back.
Thank you, man.
That took me back, you know, old school.
But I am old.
Well, and that's the advantage you have over a lot of these young people. That's right. You see a great rhythm section, it's a thing of perfection. You don't need to be smart to feel the beat of a heart. You don't have to play dumb to know that's where it all comes from. From where? From there, from the heart. I said a great rhythm player, he's an all-night stayer. Down on the groove and he don't want to move. He gets good to you, baby, get you laughing and crying. You feel like you're falling, but you know that you're flying. It's like PC and Philly, Kenny and Billy. And this is a dream with a full head of steam. And the groove is amazing, like Elvis plays. And Tony and Ron, they got all of my songs.
sugar by looking at the cane. And you can't judge a woman by looking at her man. And you can't judge a sister by looking at the brother. And you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. You gotta read.
Somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable, then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club pregame show. Good afternoon, football fans, and welcome back to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's me, your host for the last five seasons and five of the most eventful seasons, if I do say so myself. It's me, Jesse Bell, back with you for what very well could be the biggest regular season game on the schedule, and it's only week one. This is the 102nd matchup between York Queens Gales and the Western Mustangs, and it is the 102nd season that CFRC has been there for all the action. And this year, your Gales Game Day broadcasts are brought to you by our title sponsor, the Queens Grad Club. Located in the heart of Queens University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group, head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Thank you again to the Grad Club, my favorite spot in town, and sponsoring my favorite thing that I get to do with this little life of mine. Look, folks, you're going to hear more about the Grad Club throughout the broadcast today, but I think it's time that we get down to business, because my oh my, do we have a massive matchup in store for you today on Gales Game Day. These teams have played 101 times prior to today, and perhaps the most infamous of those 101 prior clashes actually occurred on this very field back in 2023, a game made famous by two words. Let's hope we don't see another dramatic no-no type situation here today, because I don't think my heart could take it. Let's talk about your Queens Gales. Get things rolling here. Look, I want to start by addressing how last season ended for the team, because I was never more proud of this team than I was after that Laurier semifinal game. They're on the road. They've dealt with injuries all season long. They deal with two more brutal injuries in the game itself. They are playing arguably one of the best quarterbacks in Canadian football history, and they give that team, that soon-to-be Yates Cup champion, national finalist team, everything they can handle, and then some. And now, 9 months later, many of those key players return with experience experience under their belt and a pronounced chip on their shoulder. Let's start with the special teams unit, because this was unquestionably the highlight of the 2024 Gales, and it's got a lot of continuity. Tyler Mullen is back. Punter Matt Driver is back. And I am so excited about this kick and punt return room, because you've got the likes of number 34, Jaden Blackman. Number 2, Russell Weir. And of course, number 6, single season record holder, Ian St. Arnaud. And they're flanked by another talented second-year player, number 28, Ethan Dahl. They've got 4 returners that could easily be the top returner on any team across the country, and they're all in one room. More so talking about the future here, but coming down the pipeline, we have one of the most highly ranked and just simply unbelievable to watch kicking prospects in North America, Mark Cappuccini Gutierrez, better known by the boys as Mark Cappuccino, who I saw hit kicks from 53, 57, and 60 yards last week. Not a bad backup option to have. Defensively, this unit is led by a trio of all-conference players. Number 24, Ashton Miller-Melanson is back. A huge acquisition for this team. He was drafted by the Calgary Stampeders, but he's got one more year of eligibility, one more year to learn, and as one of the smartest players in Canada, I think he's going to make and take full advantage of that. You've got number 26, Keegan Vanek, who led the team in interceptions last year, including that scintillating pick 6 against the Ottawa GGs to lock up win 500 for the program. And I'd be remiss not to mention, arguably the best defensive player in the country, number 44, Justin Pace. What a season he had last year. 89 total tackles, 2 sacks, 2 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles. The guy was all over the field, and he looks primed and ready for another incredible, outstanding 2025. They aren't the only names worth mentioning on this defense, however. You've got number 14, Jared Seaway, one of the most underrated players in the OUA. Number 22, John Korskad. Number 91, Eric Johnston is back. Number 55, Stephen Capea. Number 52, Ollie Jackson. And number 46, Jeremy Hiscox. They've also got young guys looking to step up and make a name for themselves, like Cordell Epaul, Jacob Baldwin, James Gillingham, and Tristan Burrell. It's a loaded unit, folks. It's got potential to be another top 3 defensive unit in the country for this outstanding Queens Gales football team. But in my opinion, the marquee aspect of this Gales team is actually their offense. Because my, oh my, do these guys have more depth than you can even imagine, especially at the wide receiver and slot back position. Quarterback, Alex Vraken is back. Jared Kasari is back. Nathan Falcone is back. Cedric Smith, Matt Camillo, Russell Weir, Jack Ashby, Jacobs, Liam Silverson, Mateo Tuioti. And that's just the skill position guys. On the offensive line, you've got Nick Henning, Jazz Kara, Riley Sherman, Daniel Sudak, and a new addition to this Queens offensive line, someone spoken very highly of by Nick Henning. This is Sean Matheson making his debut in the tricolor today against the Western Mustangs. I think this has the potential to be the best offensive unit of the Steve Snyder era. They've had a full season to learn Coach Nesbitt's schemes, work at the kinks, and get the injured players back up to speed. Queens will finally have the elite offense it needs to keep pace with the Westerns, Lauriers, and Guelphs of the world. And now you may have heard an audible boo from the Richardson faithful because the Western Mustangs are making their way onto the field. So now is as good a time as any to discuss this Western Mustangs unit. What more is there to say? This is one of the best teams in the country year after year, and the 2025 Mustangs look every bit as formidable as those title teams of the past. Evan Hillock is back for his final year as the Stang starter. Keanu Yazbek is gone, but they have a new running back in Ethan Dolby that there's been a lot of buzz about. At wide receiver, they've got Seth Robertson, Daniel Kabongo, Braden Mazzeri, and Dasani McIntosh. They're all back for Western, and they've all caused Queens headaches in the past. And of course, this Western team starts and ends with that big, nasty, ferocious, formidable offensive line led by the likes of Eric Anderson, another guy who is CFL draft caliber and was drafted, but is back for one final kick at the can. Defensively, Western has lost a few key pieces, including Jackson Findlay, Max Nixon, and Kojo Odum, great name, but they've got a lot of guys like Malcolm Fraser, Connor Francisi, Max Von Mueldorfer is back, Richard Abdufor is back, Riley McLeod, Simon King, and a former Queens Gale, Ethan Martin. These are all players on this Western defense that are worth taking a second look at, and if I might add, Western also has one of the most incredible names in the OUA. At defensive halfback, number 30 for the Mustangs, Ashton Mustache. No, it's not a joke. That is one heck of a name. Could be a rather hairy situation for the Gales if they're trying to throw against Ashton Mustache. Head to head. Look. Far be it from me to be the one to tell you how painful this head-to-head has been recently. There's an entire viral video expressing the pain of what Queens and Western has been like prior to today. 14 straight victories for the Western Mustangs against the Queens Gales. And I'll be honest with you folks, most of those games really haven't been close. Western has outscored Queens by 312 points during that 14-game winning streak. The Gales finished within one score of the Mustangs just twice during that time. They lost 26-23 in 2018 and 32-27 in 2023. But it's worth noting, both of those were home games, so Queens does have precedent of keeping it close at home against the formidable Mustangs, and that's what they're going to need to do today. Let me give you some more important numbers. 102. This is game 102 between the Gales and the Mustangs to kick off season 102 on CFRC. Though the win-loss record has definitively shifted in Western's favor, this rivalry is still the most important in Canadian football. These are two proud programs with rich lineages. And their first game, all the way back on October 19th, 1929. You'll hear more about that at halftime. 44. The best player on the field today for either team is number 44 in tricolor. The Gales will need another all-Canadian caliber performance from Justin Pace today, but they also need to emulate his swagger, his confidence, and his intensity. The Mustangs do hold a profound mental edge in the rivalry. That's what happens when you win 14 straight games. I can tell how close a game is going to be between these two teams when I arrive at the field. I do a little mental temperature check. Last year in London, with the injuries Queens had, it was clear that that game wasn't necessarily going to go the way the Gales wanted it to. This year feels completely different. Today, the atmosphere is different. 12. Like so many teams, the Gales are going to be dependent on the play of their starting quarterback, number 12, Alex Bracken. We saw him play his heart out against the Mustangs in 2022 and 2023. In 2022, in the snow, he had 250 total yards. And in 2023, prior to getting hurt, he was responsible for 400 total yards and was instrumental in getting the Gales the lead over the Mustangs. These aren't empty stats either, folks. Bracken plays next level in these intense rivalry games. The best leaders lead under pressure, and there is no pressure more intense than that of the Western Crucible. If Bracken can limit turnovers, the Gales win. It's going to be close, but I think Queens will prevail today in an offensive shootout. Let's talk about these starting lineups, folks, as we are a little over 5 minutes away from kickoff here at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Let's talk about the Mustang starters first. Defensively, here's the rundown. Number 54, Soren Hallschmidt, is the defensive end. In the middle, we have number 92, Angelo Longo, and number 55, Max von Mueldorfer. Connor Francisi, number 44, is the other rush edge. At linebacker, we have number 7, Jude Buchanan. Number 8, Luca Ferrancio. Number 4, Ethan Martin. At cornerback, we have number 25, Richard Abdufour, and number 6, Chris Cameron Kogler. And then at defensive halfback, we have Chris Kongbo, Ashton Mustache, and at safety, replacing the incredible Jackson Findlay, we have Jackson McKay. Offensively, well, we've covered a lot of them. This unit is stacked, and folks, I'm going to now turn it over to the singer at the field for today's national anthem.